We're going to get started.
Here we go. All right. There's a verse in the Bible. Do y'all believe the Bible? Do y'all believe what it says?
Yes.
Yeah, right. We going to check. We going to see. All right. God is going to deal with you in this area, in this way. Because he dealt with his son like that. And if he dealt with his son whom he loves, he's going to deal with us whom he loves. And so you're going to have to face this. You're going to have to deal with it. Now, you might not be ready. You might say, you know, hey, I ain't there yet. And that's okay. But you're going to have to get there eventually because God's going to deal with you. All right? He deals with all of us because he wants us all to line up and he wants us all to be like him. So he's going to deal with you. My wife's going to read a verse after I give the example of that verse. All right? Because we see stuff in the Bible and we say, yeah, I believe everything God say. All right. Is this my right side or is this my right side?
Right side.
Slap me. No, slap me. No, slap me. No, slap me. No. Hey, I need a man. I need somebody. I need you to slap me.
You have to do this.
I need. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now read the verse.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn him to the other also.
If I hit you, if I slap you on your right cheek, this is Jesus talking. If I slap you on your right side, I want you to turn and get slapped on the left. Y'all believe the Bible? Y'all still believe the Bible? You still believe it? Now, I had to grab him and make him slap me. I remember I was doing this some time back, and I was trying to bring this out. And I said, slap me. And this dude said, fight! I almost dropped to my knee. I was like, oh. And I wasn't going to tell him to turn. I wasn't going to do it. And I said, no, that hurts too bad. But I was ready today. I was ready. Because I didn't know what was going to do. And I was like, my God. And God, bam! But I want you to think about it. If somebody comes and somebody, see, he's somebody I like. But if somebody comes you don't like, bah! And then you got Jesus said, I didn't say it, your mama didn't say it, your daddy didn't say it, God said it. Turn your other cheek. This is what he said. Now, four things God brought to. Number one, Jesus is so simple in this world. This world, life is complicated, but Jesus is so simple. First thing he says, follow me. Do just like I do. Follow me. Jesus says, hey, you get smacked here, turn your other cheek and let them smack you on this side. Do just like I did. Let them slap you. Let them slap you. One, I'm trying to teach you to follow me. What? This world is in a current. You ever seen a stream, a current, where it's all going this way and all the fish going this way? Or put it this way. This is down here. All the fish swimming this way. The current's going this way. And Jesus will say, all right, follow me. What is he at? We're supposed to go against the stream. We're not supposed to follow all the fish. And God can tell who you follow. If somebody slaps you and you turn the other cheek, I can tell who you've been following. If I slap you and you slap me back, I know you ain't following him. Oh, I ain't letting that go down. No way, I ain't there. And again, I understand, you might not be there. I remember when I first read this, I was like, I ain't there yet. And I remember Jesus saying, yeah, you're not there yet, but you're going to have to get there. Because God going to slap you. He going to have somebody slap you. And it's not necessarily your face. It could be your pride, your image, your self-esteem, your dignity, who you are. And he's going to have somebody come. And then he's going to say, hey, they slapped you. Turn the other cheek. And he's like, all right, let me slap you again. And you follow me. Oh, y'all believe the Bible? In class, you know, I'm part of a school with the school system and all that. It's one thing to be a disciple or a student where you hear. You go through it all the time. Kids, you're talking to them and you'll tell the kids, did you hear me? Did you hear me? It's one thing to hear, but did you listen? When Jesus says, when they smack you on the right, turn to your left, he'll know if you were just hearing or listening. Because if you listen to him, you're turning. Watch the news. Pay attention to the news. People getting smacked on one side. What are they doing? Are they turning the other cheek? Are they turning the other cheek? Is this world saying, all right, you hit me here, you can hit me here. Is this world doing this? But wait a minute. Jesus wants us to do that. We're in the church. We're his. I know you heard this, but are you going to listen? Woo. And I'm here to tell you, I promise you, if you haven't already, he's going to make sure somebody slapped. Because he let it happen to his son. The world slapped Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Matter of fact, I'll even go as far as to say you slapped Jesus. With your disobedience and your attitude and your talking back and I ain't going to do this and you're murmuring and complaining. And Jesus said, don't just trust me, believe in me. No. I was asking the Lord, I said, what? You slapped me on the right, then you slapped me on the left. I'm like, God, you're killing me. I mean, I had to grab his hand and make him slap me. But inside of me, I'm like, why kill this little boy? I was ready for it. If he would have hauled off and like, yeah, bam! I would have had to turn around and say, yeah, bam! I wouldn't let him hit the other. And inside, I can kill him. I mean, I literally, I got you, man. I could get you. I used to play football. I hit 6'5", 6'6". I used to play there. I would go at you. And God says, another thing I'm dealing with your flesh. I'm dealing with your flesh, and I'm dealing with your emotions, your soul. And until you kill this, and until you kill your feelings, because see, your spirit will never be right. You are led by the Spirit of God, not by your flesh and not by your feelings. It is the Spirit of God. And one of the things God is trying to slap away is your flesh and your feelings. Because we operate too much on that. And we don't operate by the Spirit of God. Does that make sense? And that's why God will have this world slap you. And he'll say, turn your other cheek and let him slap the other side. Until you get to the place where you'll be moved by your spirit. And not by your flesh and not by your feelings. Do you believe the Bible? Do you trust God? Jesus said this. He said, last thing. Jesus said, I want you to love one another as I have loved you. Like I said before, how many times did we slap Jesus? How many times have you slapped him? Every time you disobey him, you slap him. Every time you deny him, you refuse, you slap him. Every time you say, I'm not going to do it your way, you slap him. Every time you want to do it your way, you say, I'm going to act ugly, I'm going to, you know, you slap him. And what does he do? Do you not know you wake up because he let you wake up? You're slapping the King of Kings, the one who holds your breath, and you slap him, and he lets you wake up. He turns the other cheek. And then you have the audacity, well, I ain't let nobody slap me. And what Jesus is trying to get across, that you love me, or you love one another just like I love you. Does that make sense? Oh, this is a tough one. It's simple, but I mean, it's very clear, but it's tough because God's going to have the world slap you. And then he's going to sit there and he's going to watch. Are you mine? Are you just hearing me or are you listening? You going to follow me or you going to go with the crowd? Do you love me? Are you with me? Are you, you're not there yet. And it's okay if you're not there. God still, I mean, that's why you're here right now. God still loves you. It ain't no problem. If you get, if it, oh God, that's going to take another 6 years for me to get there. That's okay. But here's what I want you to know. You're going to have to get there. I saw a picture. Here's the picture. I saw these people and they were on the internet, the World Wide Web, and access to everything. And something happened, there was a power shortage, something happened, and then they tried to get back on and they had their ID. When they tried to put in their password, and when they put in their password, it wouldn't work. And so they couldn't get back on. They couldn't get back in because the password didn't work. And it wasn't that they didn't know the password, it's that they tried to change the password. And the password didn't change. Flip it over to the spiritual side. The kingdom of heaven. Everything is in the kingdom of heaven. It's like the World Wide Web. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, faith, meekness, self-control. Everything is in the kingdom of heaven. And I saw people. And they were there. They did log on. But something happened. And then they tried to log back on, and when they put their password in, they tried to change it. Because the password was humble. The password was trust. The password was believe God. And they tried to change the word. They tried to say, no, I want to get back into the kingdom of heaven, but I don't want to do everything you say, God. I don't want to forgive, and I don't want to love, and I don't want to repent, and I don't want to. And so they couldn't log back in, and they couldn't understand why they couldn't get back in, but the password was wrong. Do you follow? Jesus is going to check you. You want access to the kingdom? The password is Him. His way. His word. He's going to check you. He loves you. He wants to give you everything. But there's a price. There's a price. But it's okay. He paid it. It's going to cost you to get Jesus. You're going to have to trust Him. Does that make sense? A little bit? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. God, you know how to deal with us. You know how to deal with our hearts. You know how to work on us. Work on us, Father. Make us right. Make us for your glory. Lord, I thank you for each person here. Bless them, open their eyes, help them to see, help them to hear you. Love on us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, have a great day. Be blessed.